Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. And welcome to our service of worship on this fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Our homilist today is the Reverend Sherry Grenier. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. Merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, beginning at the first verse. Shout out, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask me righteousness, judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but do not notice? Look, you serve your own interests on the fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to lose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, to not hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Happy are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. They rise in the darkness as the light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. They will be remembered forever. They are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord. Their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid. In the end, they will look in the triumph of their foes. They have distributed freely. They have given to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn is exalted in honor. The wicked see it and are angry. They gnash their teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked comes to nothing. God of light, teach us to love each other as you love us, that we may bring peace and joy to the world and rejoice in the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning with the first verse. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not made with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the ruler of this age, who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak these things in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Matthew 5, verses 13 to 20. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world.
A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The Law and the Prophets. Do not think that I have come to abolish the Law or the Prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the Law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. No doubt you remember singing this little song in Sunday school while holding your index finger high in the air like a candle. Verse after verse we would sing, hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Those words we were singing were from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, as we heard in today's Gospel reading. It is difficult for us to imagine darkness as they knew it in biblical times. Nighttime meant sheer blackness with no street lights to filter in through the windows. Small oil lamps are plentiful in museums, an indication of how essential they were to every family. Great care was taken to keep the lamps filled with oil in case they needed to get up in the night to tend to a crying child. The crowd who had gathered to hear Jesus speak during his Sermon on the Mount were average everyday people. They knew the importance of keeping their lamps lit, but the lives they lived must have seemed dark and dismal. They were poor, as was 80% of the population of their day. They had no social importance, no amount of influence on others, and no education, and yet here was Jesus telling them that they were the light of the world. And so it is with us. We live in a world that seems very dark and sometimes very evil. We see and read about horrible things being done to people in far-off countries. We hear about corruption in high places and abuse of people and the planet for the enrichment and glory of the world powers. We realize what a small world it really is, and yet we feel powerless to help. So we sit back and do nothing. Not our problem, right? Wrong. Through grace, Jesus has given us salvation. He has declared us to be the light of the world, and he has given us the ability to create change for the better, at least in our little corners. He gives us two examples. He tells about a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. If a city did not want to be seen, it would be built in a valley, but one on a hill is a beacon and a refuge. As Christians, we are placed in the world to be seen. Similarly, the higher our lamp, the more light we cast into the world. The more we appear to be a beacon to those who are troubled. The higher the lampstand on which the lamp sits, the more light is visible. Jesus tells us to let our light shine before others so that they may see our good works. This is not so that we can get the credit, but so that our good works can give glory to God, so that they see Jesus in us, so they see what he has done in our lives and what he can also do in theirs. You can't do that with your light hidden under a bushel. We find similar imagery in Mark 4 and Luke 8. God doesn't want us to keep his truth hidden from others. He wants us to shine our light into the dark corners of the world, in public, not privately hidden. We live in a world where we are constantly plugged into our electronics. We know the importance of keeping our devices charged. We need to be plugged in to Jesus constantly. He is the power source that keeps us charged by prayer, worship, and the reading of his word. So what are you doing? Are you hiding under a bushel? Or are you built on a hill to be a beacon to others? Do people see Jesus in you? Remember, you are the light of the world. Notice, Jesus didn't promise to teach us to be light, or that someday we would grow enough to become light. We are light. right now who we are, where we are. Jesus is warning us not to cease being a light. What a joy it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and what a blessing to those with whom we share the light of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of these Gospels, that we may learn from them how to better serve you. Let each of us be a vessel, not filled with oil as a lamp, but filled with the Holy Spirit shining from us. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For peace from on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community, and for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather, for abundant harvests, for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, for the sick and the suffering, for Reverend Jane and Dino, Reverend Pat and Dave, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Reverend Charlene, Father Philip, George, Reverend Jeanette, Melissa and family, Phyllis and Pat, Kywin, Bishop Jean, CJ, Julie, Chris, Trisha, John, Diane, Laura, Nancy, Sherry, Paul, Christine, Mia, Chloe and family, D, A, Sharon, D, Lawrence, Jess, Rob, Martin, Alba, Betty, Tom, Lisa, Cheryl, Ken's brother, Timbal and family, Gila, Jerry, and any others known to us. For prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, and with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life for you, Father, our good and loving. And we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God,
And we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.